One of the country's most famous resort hotels is open again after a major restoration. The Mountain View Grand in the northern New Hampshire village of Whitefield accommodated its first guests last night. Returning Mountain View to its former splendor became an obsession for the Boston entrepreneur who bought it in 1998. The project is part of a revival of New Hampshire resorts that share a grand but not always glorious past, Steve Tripoli reports.
The Mountain View once again stands out from miles away, a massive bright yellow beacon amid the green of New Hampshire's White Mountains. 4 years ago, most would never have believed it possible. The Mountain View was a sagging, broken-windowed wreck. The late F. Schuyler Dodge Jr., last of five generations of Dodges to run it, said in 1997 that the sight so pained him a wrecking ball would be preferable.
I hate to see it that way. It would be much better if it were leveled, because you never, never, ever could bring it back. And it was a grand old lady. Very snotty old lady.
Schuyler Dodge never met the man who'd prove his pessimism wrong. Kevin Craffey, young and wealthy from his Massachusetts construction business, was looking for a summer home for his family 4 years ago when an ad in a Boston newspaper caught his eye. He went up to look at the Mountain View, figuring its working golf course might justify the $1.3 million asking price.
And the more I learned about the history and the whole era of the place, the more I became infatuated with the possibility of maybe saving it. So I made a call to my banker.
In its heyday between the World Wars, the Mountain View was one of dozens of White Mountains resorts that were summer meccas for the East Coast elite. There were sumptuous meals and music from big bands to chamber orchestras several times a day. Wealthy guests stayed all summer. Formality ruled. One Mountain View guest took an extra room just to lay out the different hats she'd need each day. Back then, tourism was about scenery and fresh air. The White Mountains offered both, but New Hampshire historian R. Stuart Wallace says that for most of their history, the grand resorts offered their amenities only to a narrow clientele.
This was the upper crust of society, and they had a pecking order even within that upper crust. The people who came up had moved in among their own kind of people, and when they vacationed, they wanted to be among their own kind of people. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant, and fairly wealthy.
Well into the 20th century, exclusivity also meant exclusion at these resorts. One Mountain View guest demanded the swimming pool be emptied after she saw African-American hotel workers in it during off-hours. The request was refused. The late F. Schuyler Dodge Jr. said the exclusion of Jews at his family's hotel went from explicit at the turn of the century to a more subtle form as times changed and the Jewish B'nai B'rith organization complained.
Our ad said restricted clientele only. And then when B'nai B'rith got a little sticky, our ad said Protestant and Catholic churches nearby.
Dodge changed those policies as his clientele changed after World War II. A new middle class was heading north in its automobiles. Vacations were getting shorter. There were a few more big years, but people also had more vacation choices. The Dodges sold out in 1979, and 6 years later, after passing through several owners, the Mountain View closed, seemingly for good. When Kevin Craffey fell for the Mountain View and called his banker about restoring her, the reception was less than enthusiastic.
He said, if you had $9,999,000, I would not loan you a dollar. I think you should run like hell.
But somehow Craffey couldn't let go, and he had allies. New Hampshire's North Country economy is weak, and in the state capital there was interest in a potential economic engine like a new resort. New Hampshire Governor Gene Shaheen personally organized a banker's summit. The state offered tax credits and some loan guarantees, but it wasn't enough to attract investors. After 2 years of effort, Craffey was ready to throw in the towel. In turmoil, he boarded a flight for Los Angeles to look over another project. He made a list, reasons to continue and reasons to abandon the Mountain View.
And it was like equal. I stood up in the middle of the plane and I turned around at these people, and I'm sure I was probably perspiring because I'm not that brave. And I was like, I need help.
He asked his fellow business travelers for advice, with Craffey buying drinks for a meeting in the back of the plane. Three women and two men took the offer, listened for half an hour, and cast a 3-2 vote. Go for it. Crafty got off the plane and immediately flew back to New Hampshire. Then Crafty got lucky. He decided to seek help from companies he did business with. He called two big drywall firms, and the man who called back from one was named Mo Ditchard. Ditchard had been a golf pro once, in New Hampshire. Years ago, he'd even set a course record at the Mountain View. Ditchard's company provided the final financial push, and the rebirth of the grand but snotty lady was underway.
This is all original woodwork. We had to sand it all down, you know, scrape off probably about 7 to 10 layers of old paint.
15,000 gallons of paint later, 38 miles of pipe and 2 million screws, the Mountain View is back. Its five-story Italian Revival-style tower houses a health club. There are restaurants, a conference center, and the wood-floored Felicia Rose Ballroom, named after Crafty's five-year-old who'd prodded her dad not to give up. With $5 million of his own dollars at stake, Kevin Crafty isn't so sure his gamble will pay off. Staring out a window in the unfinished tower last month, he lets his normal optimism down in response to a question.
You scared?
Yeah, I am scared. But, you know, what's the worst that could happen is it doesn't work, you know? You can't win if you don't play, right?
The Mountain View's resurrection is part of a larger revival of New Hampshire's grand resorts. Four others remain open, with two of them successfully converting to year-round operation. Another two are poised to reopen. State tourism officials plan to package the seven resorts using the currently hot tourism themes of history and nostalgia. If the joint marketing plan is successful, it could help Kevin Crafty win the expensive bet he laid the day he decided to bring back the Mountain View. For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli.